While exploring a series of caves in the Amazon jungle, Jack, Frida, and Klaus came upon an entrance into a valley shrouded in mist.
There's a ridge circling the entire valley, trapping the mist. I wonder if this valley has always been hidden by mist.
As the sun rose, Jack held the crystal skull to the sun's rays.
The sun's coming up now. Let her catch the light. Good.
Suddenly, the mist began to clear, and far below was a breathtaking sight.
Is this it?
Palaces, pyramids, and temples covered with vines, exotic plants, and strange orchids.
The Lost City.
And so, here we are. In the Lost City at last.
Come on. Let's make our way down.
But before we continue with this exciting adventure, let's take a moment to check out the sneaky thoughts of our favorite villain, Paolo Pompadora. And now, week 10 of Dreams of Rio.
Found a lost city.
What lost city?
What lost city? Let's see what you have.
Nothing.
Ancient treasures, huh? I know people that will pay handsomely for these precious artifacts.
Look, Paolo, I'm sorry, but
Jack, I'm your friend. If it weren't for me, you'd never be in Brazil.
If it weren't for you.
I was the one that set you up. You owe me.
I owe you. That's why they're quite sheltered.
Herr Professor Klaus.
Você que um porco.
Yes, Fraulein, would you like to see it revolve?
Oh, it could be when he flies all day.
He's so
dangerous. So you stole João's boat, huh?
Zeca saw you brought João.
João.
Right.
Zeca. Yes, Zeca. Hello, Zeca.
Paolo, why you are here in the jungle?
I just come by to strangle you for what you've done. Don't move. Hello?
Encontramos a Carmen.
Ótimo, onde ela está?
A Carmen está no Hotel Amazonas.
A Carmen está lá agora?
Tá, estamos de olho nela.
Good. Carmen, my hot little Spanish chiquita. I've got you now.
I have always wanted to meet you, Paolo. You are so virile. So irresistible. You are a man a woman wants to touch.
Or maybe to grab, huh? What is it now? Who is this?
Mãe Josefa.
Mãe Josefa?
We have been thinking of you.
You have?
We have.
So, everyone thinks of Paulo, so what?
You want to sell the sacred treasures, am I right?
So what?
That's wrong. That is very wrong.
It's not that wrong.
We are watching you, Paulo.
Get out of my mind.
We are.
All right. All right. So, Carmen, we meet at last.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Oh, don't worry. I won't hurt you. I'm here to help you.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You know who's in Manaus looking for you? The man you stole the skull from. They are very bad men. And you're a very beautiful woman. I like beautiful things. It's a shame when something so lovely is abused, bruised, scarred, marred, broken, crushed.
I feel what you want. Ideas.
So, what do you want?
We should be friends.
Friends? Oh, sure. What else?
What else?
Paolo.
Jack Flanders and Klaus Vargas are in the jungle. looking for a lost city.
Yeah? Who lost it?
When they return to Manaus, tell me what they found.
But why should they tell me?
You stole the skull for Jack. He'll tell you.
Oh, no, stop it. Oh, Paulo, no, no, no.
Say, you can't stop that.
What?
We are watching.
Get out of here.
All right. Is that all you want from me?
Yes. And don't double-cross me. That is the last thing in your life you'll ever do. Ciao.
Estúpido.
How about this city? I wonder who built it.
There have been several highly civilized cultures in the Amazonia.
Really?
I was thinking of Marajó Island.
Yes, the pottery of Marajó Island.
Their ceramics are very sophisticated, with elaborate designs.
We found huge urns containing bottles, cups, glasses, serving platters, even complete sets of dishes.
The designs were usually female. It may have been a matriarchal society.
And don't forget the tangas.
The tangas?
The tangas were the most interesting pieces found.
They are without parallel in the Americas, including the Mayas.
What are they?
Tangas are ceramic, triangular-shaped pieces of pottery that the women of the tribe wore to cover their pubic area.
Oh.
They're really highly decorated works of art.
Of the hundreds found, no two have ever been alike in design or size, tailor-made.
So the women wore these tangas as ceramic bikinis?
No. They were most likely worn only for special occasions, like probably religious rites.
In a society where everyone is naked, what do you do to call attention to yourself? Well, you put on something.
You just slip into a tanga.
Near Santarém, they unearthed a great deal of pottery so elaborate, with appliqué frills, birds, strange, delicate animals and flowers. It's actually referred to as Japanese Amazonian.
Well, if there were such advanced cultures in the Amazon, where did these people come from?
I believe they are descendants of the crumbling Mayan Empire who managed to work their way down Central America and over to Marajó.
Na, hör mal, Klaus, die Mayas, da gibt es doch keinen Anhaltspunkt für so eine Verbindung.
Aber natürlich, wenn wir näher hinschauen würden, dann würde es auch eine Verbindung...
Du kannst doch nicht einfach eine Theorie...
Hey, sorry, I asked.
It's just that we know so little. Archaeologists should be studying the Amazon.
You're absolutely correct. Perhaps one day when nothing remains to be upturned in the biblical areas or around the Mediterranean Sea, then the Amazon will come into its own.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes. Why?
You seem sad.
I just don't understand how we can be so cold. Why can't civilization leave the Indians alone? The indigenous people have always been in the way of the cultured ones. Whenever land has been in the hands of the pagan race, it has been considered fair play, and by even the most Christian people, to slaughter the savages and take their land. After all, we are advancing civilization. We need the land for expansion. The North American Indian, the Aztec, the Inca, the African tribes, the Australian Bushmen, the natives of Hawaii, the Polynesians, all these indigenous groups have met disaster when they were discovered by cultured Christian white men. Now they slaughter the Indians of the Amazon. The banks of this river are soaked with their blood.
Frida, let's never go back.
Yeah.
Hey, you two, come on. Let's see what we found here.